The State House gaveled into the second session of the 28th legislature at 1 p.m. today with this short statement from House Speaker and Kenai Republican Mike Chenault.
The House is in session and ready to do business.
The Senate followed suit about an hour later. Usually the first day of the legislature is reserved for meetings and ceremonial duties. But today's floor session came with big news. House Minority Leader Beth Krutula will be resigning from her seat. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
The Juneau Democrat made the announcement during the first House floor session of the year, saying she has been chosen for an ocean policy fellowship at Stanford University.
It's really hard to leave this quickly. It wasn't the way I would like to do this. I know it's going to cause some hardship and it's going to cause some hard feelings. My hope is that people will know that this seat will be filled by somebody incredibly capable. There's a long line of people after 15 years.
Her resignation is effective January 24th, and she will start her fellowship in California on February 3rd. The Democrats chose Representative Chris Tuck of Anchorage to replace her as their new minority leader. He has previously served as the minority's whip. Democrats are also expected to shuffle their committee assignments because of the vacancy, with Tuck leaving House Resources and Scott Kawasaki of Fairbanks taking his spot. Krutula was first elected in 1998, and she has served as minority leader since 2006. During her time in the legislature, she championed the now-defunct Coastal Management Program and sponsored legislation curbing cruise ship pollution.
Oceans have been part of my life for a long time, from my work at the Attorney General's office to just living in coastal Alaska to being honored to sponsor the first cruise ship bill. And I've always had a special place in my heart for these issues.
After Krutula departs the legislature, Juneau Democratic Party officials will provide Governor Sean Parnell with a list of nominees for the seat. Parnell then has 30 days to make an appointment. The House minority will only have 9 members during the vacancy period, but they need 10 members to be officially recognized as a caucus according to the legislature's internal rules. Official recognition means committee assignments, extra staff members, and money for travel. House Speaker Mike Chenault says the majority plans to keep the minority's privileges in place, even though they are not obligated to.
It's my intention to still recognize them, still allow them to have their current seats on committees, knowing that, hopefully in a short time, the Democrats put someone forward that the governor can agree to, that the legislature can approve of. And they'll be back to their 10.
Krutula is the second Democrat the House minority has lost during the 28th legislature. Last January, Lindsay Holmes of Anchorage changed her party affiliation to Republican. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.